The sun hasn't risen yet, and the ground is covered with an early morning fog as you board a small wooden boat, with rows of seats floating on the edge of a wide brown river. You exhale as you sit down and enjoy the water, gently rocking you from side to side as you look out through the pale morning light. The waters are still and quiet. Your guide is a local, an older man with a beaming smile, who has floated these waters his entire life. The narrow bow of the boat points towards an endless maze of waterways. As you set off from the river's edge, the soft sound of water lapping against the boat adds to the slowly building chorus. You hear the tweeting of the river birds and feel the light morning breeze brush against your skin. The boat wanders through natural canals formed between areas of dense plant life. You notice the shadows of mangrove trees, their branches stretched out over the river. Every so often, the dense plant life fades, revealing low, flat land covered in rice fields. As you hear the birds talking to one another, you wonder if you might see some of the rare ones of this region. Perhaps you'll spot the long, grey body and red head of the endangered Saurus crane, or the spotted Bengal florican. The boat continues rocking along as the sky starts to find its colour. Pale pinks, yellows and blues meet your eyes as the canal widens, and a floating market reveals itself before you. The boat floats under a narrow bridge. To your left, you can see the land market, a collection of vendors selling fresh fruits and vegetables, homemade goods and Vietnamese dishes. To your right, across the full expanse of the wide brown river, rows of rice fields fade into the distance. In front of you, floating in the middle of the river, is a massive collection of boats, some big, some small, but most about the size of your boat. Many are tethered together into groups. It's early and some vendors are still arriving. As you approach, you begin to hear the soft chatter of friends sharing a morning welcome. This is the Khai Rang Floating Market, the largest of its kind in the Mekong Delta. It's been in operation as a trade post in this area for over 100 years. As your boat enters, you smell fresh fruit, herbs and hearty rice noodle soup. You weave through the market, through and among an ever-shifting array of boats. Many people are eating breakfast, steaming bowls of broth with beef, noodles and herbs, and a soothing cup of tea. Eating here seems a bit trickier with the constant rocking of the boat, but the locals are experts at it and manage to maintain friendly conversation while doing so. Each boat has a flagpole advertising the goods they have for sale. You admire them as you pass by, the way they are anchored to the boat, tying the river to the sky. You hear splashes in the water as the boats carefully motor around each other, searching for whatever it is they seek. Your boat pulls up to one collection of vendors with a variety of fresh fruits. Here in Southeast Asia, where temperatures are warm and water is abundant, the fruits are some of the best in the world. Pineapple is the one you're after, and the smell of the juicy fruit hits you before you can even see its bright yellow core. You take a bite, enjoying the freshness and feeling the sweetness on your tongue. Meanwhile, your guide has acquired a local herbal tea. "It's the best tea in the world," he says with a smile as he passes you a cup. And he's not wrong. Its bright floral taste is something you've never experienced before. The aroma reminds you of a flowery glade. After a snack and a fresh drink, it's time to leave the now bustling market. There's much more to see and long stretches of river to cover.